Harrison, taking his time from the charity stripe, now shoots and short arms it off the front rim, and the rebound goes to Jamal Shabazz. Shabazz has done a good job defensively rebounding for the Bulldogs today. Sanford will set up against the man-to-man defense for UMKC off to our right. Shabazz looking for the cutting Taylor, who's in the ballgame, and now to Johnson at the near wing. 17 on the shot clock. Johnson cut off to Evan Taylor. Entry pass to Shabazz as he'll face the basket and shoot. No good. Rebound fought for as Alex Peters is in the game, but couldn't get the rebound as UMKC pushes it ahead. Off to our left are the Kangaroos as Holiday has it far wing in front of the Kangaroos bench. Taylor over to Holiday at the top of the key to Harrison at the near wing. Approaching 15 minutes left in the ball game. Harrison driving against Peters, misses the shot, but a late whistle and a foul on Samford. This always gets me, is that when you have one of those type of situations, if that shot had gone in, you probably wouldn't have had the whistle. But since the shot was missed, you have a late whistle and a foul.
Yeah, I totally agree there. It's one of those situations where they feel like there might have been some contact, but they're not going to call it unless it doesn't fall. And that time it didn't fall, so they called the foul.
Alex Peters with the foul, his third and the team's fourth, as Nnamdi Anishinaabe will check into the ball game for Samford University. First free throw is no good, so the second upcoming as Samford still has a six-point lead. Second of two free throws up for Harrison, and that's no good as the rebound goes off of Shiok out of bounds to Samford. Good rebounding position that time for Alex Peters as Shiok had to go over the back of Peters, and he knocked it out of bounds. So Samford will go against some full-court pressure. A couple of ticks over 15 minutes left in the ball game. UALR won a double overtime game in the first game of the doubleheader today here at the Jack Stevens Center, 94-88 over CSUN. Johnson on the curl, and Anishinaabe from the top of the key for the long jumper that's good. And they'll say it's a three-pointer. The official to the near side indicated a two, and to the far side a three. As they'll give Anishinaabe a three, he has 22 points. 45-37 as Holiday pushes it ahead. In the paint, will force it out of bounds, waiting to see who they will give the ball to. And they will say UMKC. It took about 5 seconds to see who was going to get the ball. As Missouri-Kansas City will inbound at the baseline to our left with 25 on the shot clock. 14-28 left in the ballgame. Pass goes off of Peters' caboose. As Harrison in the paint gets his shot blocked, but another late whistle and a foul and a blocking foul for Samford. And that time there, I'm not sure where the foul was because Shabazz got all ball.
Yeah, Coach Patch is not happy, and I think he has a right to be pretty disgruntled at that call because, yeah, Shabazz had all ball. It wasn't even close, but
they call Alex Peters for the blocking foul. Even then, he stood his ground and not sure about the whistle, but they'll say it's Peters' fourth. First of two up and good for Martez Harrison. 46-38 as Harrison has a dozen matching his jersey number. Samford looking for their second victory of the season. Harrison with the second of two. That rattles home. So Martez Harrison now with a Baker's dozen. Just checking out will be Broderick Newbel for UMKC. So Samford will have Anishinaabe, Taylor, along with Shabazz. Also checking in now, Emeka Ikizu for Samford, along with Marcus Johnson on the floor for Samford. Here's Johnson off a curl. He'll pull up from the elbow and score. That was a good-looking jumper again from Marcus Johnson. Off the curl, in control, and just simply stroked it home as we have a foul. In the full court pressure for Samford as Nnamdi Anishinaabe stuck out the knee and gets called for his third personal foul. Already up to 16 fouls for Samford. So after the next foul, UMKC will shoot free throws for the rest of the game. 14:02 to go in the ball game. Samford up by 9. The Bulldogs have led for the entire ball game. As Johnson in a tight man-to-man against Martez Harrison, as he'll try and work off a screen. Out to Taylor near wing. Taylor hounded by Evan Taylor for Samford. This will be Deshaun Taylor for UMKC as he'll get poked on a reach-in by Evan Taylor for Samford, his first personal foul. And here we go, the one-and-one situation for UMKC as they will have free throws upcoming for the final 13:43 of the second half. A one-and-one for the Kangaroos. Off to our left is Deshaun Taylor with the first of a one-and-one, no good, and a good box out on the long rebound by Evan Taylor. Taylor got it at the free throw line as Johnson will work off a pick now. He'll come to the near wing, trying to go crossover, forces it up off the glass, no good. And Shiok gets the rebound. He'll push it ahead as Taylor will lay it in, but before that, an offensive foul for Samford University. And the player of the game so far, Nandi Anisionia, gets back on the transition defense and draws the offensive foul.
Great job by Nandi there, and that's exactly what Coach Padgett tells them every day in practice when they're coming down in transition, just kind of plant themselves right there on the low block, just kind of keep your feet still and fall back when you get run into, and they'll call it every time.
Two personal fouls for Deshaun Taylor. Samford up 9 with 13:15 to go in the ball game, has the basketball off to our right. Shabazz, and we have a whistle, and away from the ball, a foul defensively for UMKC. They'll call the guard Martez Harrison for his first and the team's third for the Kangaroos, and a fresh 35 coming up for Samford. Inbounds to the baseline off to our right. Taylor floats it into Ikizu as his pass is deflected and stolen. Noah Knight on the steal. He'll get his layup attempt blocked out of bounds off of, let's see who they'll say, off of Samford. 13:01 to go. Good job that time by Samford to get back in transition and stop Noah Knight from getting what would have been a sure layup.
Yeah, Shabazz was a good 5-6 feet behind him, but just kind of caught up, hustled the entire way, and as soon as he went up, Shabazz just went up a little bit higher and blocked the shot.
Frank Williams Jr. to check in from Kansas City, Missouri, the junior. Check that the senior forward, as well also have a substitution for Samford, Brandon Heyman checking in for Jamal Shabazz, who's had some good defensive minutes today for Samford. 13:01 to go in the ball game, 31 on the shot clock. Here's Harrison at the baseline. He'll try and go in and gets cut off and a blocking foul on Samford. It'll be Ikizu with the foul. That is his second personal foul in a 1-1 situation for UMKC, as that is the eighth team foul for Samford. So once again, a 1-1, as we have a malfunction with the scoreboard here at the Jack Stevens Center. So now just getting the scoreboard back up and running as we have 12:57 left in the ball game. Probably just a plug that came unplugged there momentarily, as we're about set for a 1-1 right in front of our broadcast location. 48-39, Samford leading by 9. They have led the entire ball game. First of a 1-1 is off the front rim, centers and goes for Martez Harrison, as he has 14 points. Harrison began the regular season just 9 days ago with 26 at Missouri in their season-opening victory for the Kangaroos. Second of the 1-1 is, like the first one, off the front rim, centers and goes. Harrison with 15. Under 13 minutes to go in the ball game. Samford leading by 7. Entry pass goes to Taylor as his turnaround is no good. The loose ball rebound goes out of bounds, and they will say will go to Samford. Check that. They'll reverse the call and say, I think it's going to go and will go to UMKC.
Yeah, bad luck for the Bulldogs there. Evan Taylor, when he was going for the rebound, he landed out of bounds on the ground, and the UMKC guy actually tipped it out, and it landed right on Evan Taylor out of bounds.
12:44 left in the ball game. Full court pressure for Samford. As Noah Knight has in the backcourt, throws it ahead to Williams in the paint, kicks it out to Harrison as he'll try and drive, leaves it off for Shiok as he gets triple-teamed. A loose ball as Samford comes up with a steal. Heyman on the floor gets it off to Anisionia. Excellent hustle that time for Samford defensively. It's at the far corner. It'll be Taylor slowing it down as Cunningham back in the game will control the point. Kristen Cunningham will look over a 1-3-1 zone for UMKC. Cunningham will dribble with the left hand to Heyman. Heyman over to Taylor driving, gets cut off, loses the ball, and turns it over. Up ahead behind the defense, Holiday jump stops against Anishionia, gets his shot blocked out of bounds. As give credit to Nandi as he hustled back once again, blocked the running layup attempt out of bounds as we come to the under 12 media timeout. 11:57 left in the ball game, 48-41, Sanford leading on the Sanford Sports Network.